Sarah.
Hi, Zach.
Hello to our listeners.
Hello, listeners.
Sarah.
Welcome.
This is our 11th episode, right?
It is.
I have a question for you.
Do we want to announce what this podcast is?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What's the question?
Hey. Whoa. Calm down.
I'm sorry. I'm just so excited. It's recording day. Sarah, I'm excited.
What would you do in a zombie apocalypse?
What would I do in a zombie apocalypse? Is this our topic?
Yeah. The zombie apocalypse.
On Chillcast?
On Chillcast.
Oh, okay. All right. We never said the title, so I just wanted to double check.
Whoops. I feel a little off today.
This is Chillcast.
I might cough during this episode.
Yeah, he's not feeling too hot. And I've been traveling all day.
So.
Okay. Zombie apocalypse. Oh boy. We joked about this last night actually when the power went out at 2 a.m. and we were having a very delicious summer sausage and cheese and crackers in bed.
Is that what you do during a zombie apocalypse?
Oh, absolutely not. I would conserve
out of that. Let's get a little more granular here.
Okay.
You're watching TV or something. Mm-hmm. You're alone too. Let's get something. You're by yourself.
Where are you?
I don't exist in this universe.
What?
I'm sorry.
This sucks. All right.
You're alone and...
Do I have the cats?
Yes, you have two cats. You still have the cats.
Good.
You still live here.
I'm a lonely single woman with two cats in an apartment. Yeah, great. Yeah. Fantastic.
You watch TV and then it interrupts and it goes, Sarah.
Wow, it's directed just to me. Wow. Goes,
there is an alert. The dead are walking the earth. Zombies are real. Get safety.
I mean, I think the first thing that I do is I pull out my phone and I would be like,
who do you call?
Is this Ghostbusters? No. I think that there would be two things that I would check first. If it was April Fool's and if it was close to or on Halloween.
Okay.
If it was either of those two, I'd probably be like, I'll lock my
doors.
Your
phone doesn't work because the network and everything is like, it's people are all trying to call. So that's like, you can't even use your phone. For a moment, you're like, "Well, why is nothing loading? You can't call anyone. You can't." So now, what does Sarah do?
Well, this is also very perplexing, considering that I don't have cable, so I would only have the internet.
You mentioned that, but we've never actually zombie movie ever existed in the post cable era where like everybody's cut the cord, so the news anchors stuff come on, they're like. They're zombies. And meanwhile, everyone's like watching Parks and Rec reruns and nobody knows.
Well, I mean, that's kind of.
Huh.
Well.
So you would die. We just discovered. Because you wouldn't be watching cable and no one could call you because the phones are out.
Or if I'm playing like a game on like the PlayStation that's using the TV, unless there's somehow a way for them to interrupt that.
Well, what if
Then I don't see. Honestly, the only way that they'd be able to get an alert out would be through a presidential text, which hits every phone.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only way that it would go out. So yes, I understand that you're saying that you know
no, the service I, no, I like your,
is blocked on the phones, but I think that would be the only way that
I like
someone,
your. I kind of like what you're saying here, though. I kind of want to write a short story about somebody who, like, if you think about like how disconnected we are from what we would consider the most like. "Quote unquote mainstream cable-y, like most of people our age, like would we all just be fucked in a zombie apocalypse?
Well, we'd either be fucked, or if enough lights are out and you're not like making any noise, maybe you just survive and you live through it. Like,
isn't that the plot of Shaun of the Dead? That he doesn't even realize the apocalypse happened.
Kind of, yeah, I think so.
Did we just write Shaun of the Dead?
I mean, ours would be serious. It wouldn't be a comedy.
Copyright. I own that now.
Well, no, you don't. It would be Zack of the Dead.
Ooh.
Or Sarah of the Dead.
Have you ever thought about that question? The what would you do in a zombie apocalypse question?
Not really.
Oh, well, shit. Well, that's the episode.
Well, I mean, I'm going
to... I'm
going to be honest with you. It's never really been a threat I've actually...
Well, I mean, I don't think it's a real threat, Sarah. I'm not... I just, it's a fun idea.
Now,
like,
I will say there was, it was last year or 2 years ago, there was some like.
Zombie outbreak. Yeah, I remember that. It was scary.
No, it wasn't a zombie outbreak, but there was some sort of like drug that.
No, it was people eating bath salt or smoking bath salts and like eating people's faces.
Yeah.
So they're okay.
But that's still a really bizarre fucking wild thing.
That was like 3 or 4 years ago. And I remember being online. I don't know if it was Reddit or 4chan, wherever the fuck I was. I was on some bad corner of the internet. But they were talking about that and people had taken the police scanners and were streaming them from Miami and stuff where it was happening. And I remember watching like Clive cams and listening to police scanners that night and like people trying to figure out like, oh God, like what's happening down there? And
yeah, no, it was definitely a very,
that's a good question. Usually you could ask about Florida.
Well,
oh God, what's happening down there? As someone who lived in Florida, that question's usually valid. So you've never like had like a, oh, this is my plan. Like as a joke or no. Because I have a plan. I have a very, very specific plan. All right,
Zach, we'll take us down that road.
Well, actually, it's one. Well, I can sum my plan up with one word. Word, plural. I'm sick. Okay. I'm feeling a little
one
off.
One words.
Shut up. My plan is trains.
Yeah. All right.
Get a train, kill to get to it. Because that's the other thing I need to let you know in the zombie apocalypse. Not you, because I love you and we're together and stuff. But I will kill every single fucking person that's between me and my plan to get to a train.
Yeah.
There'd be like a train conductor like, hey, welcome. You got to make sure he's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, trains. Get on a train. Who's zombies can't stop a train. You stack 100 zombies from a train. It's not like you're going through them. People, it's hard to stop a train.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know if you've tried it. You can't. Do it like they'd have to park.
I've watched Train Simulator, right. And I mean, it's real hard to stop those trains.
Have you ever seen those videos of cars getting hit by trains? Mm-hmm. You know who keeps moving? The train.
Yeah.
So even if a person like parks their truck in front of me to try to stop me, I'm just gonna go toot toot bitch and push through the train. You sit on the you can like live in some of the box cars and the train.
When they always have if it's a. Now, okay, when you say train, you do mean one that's like
freight
four
train.
People.
I want a freight. No. No, for people, that's a zombie fucking death trap.
So where's your food?
The thing is, we're gonna be going through
honestly,
towns. We're gonna go through towns. I would take an Amtrak. No,
because
no,
then
no.
You've got one food car. No. And
too many
stop.
People. Too many people.
Well, no, I mean, you like
we
kill
could raid
everyone.
An we could, yeah, that's a lot of work. I'm lazy. Well, part of the other plan is this is the other brilliant part of a train. You don't have to walk. You ride the rails town to town.
Yeah.
You raid Amtrak trains. You raid Walmarts. You raid other places.
Sure.
You live on the rails or whatever.
And you get to travel and see the nation. I would say world, but trains can't go over oceans yet. One day.
I don't think you could ride a train off the continent. No, I don't think you can. Well, I didn't know if like Alaska had some. I don't think. I'm sick. No. Leave me alone. I'm sick.
If that was a thing.
The shuttle exists, which is between France and England. Yeah. It goes underwater.
Well, no one wants to come to America, so.
That'd be a long shuttle. But no, trains are my idea.
Yeah, all right.
Barring that, if I could find somebody that knows how to fly a plane, then you just kind of land at airport to airport collecting gas and you land. Kind of because some of these airports are in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of a cornfield.
Mm-hmm.
You land there, sleep at night, and then you take off.
Yeah.
These are my ideas. If you're in the zombie apocalypse, I'm going to paint a sad scenario here.
Oh, boy.
But like your dad or your mom got bit and turned.
Mm-hmm.
And you come into the room and they're a zombie now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think, like, really put yourself in the headspace? Do you think you could shoot them?
No, I would barricade them in their house.
You would not shoot them?
No.
You couldn't do it?
No.
Even though they're a zombie?
No, I couldn't do it.
So you're like really putting yourself in there, and you don't think you could do that?
No, I don't. I know your answer. Opposite
yes,
of me.
I could drop anyone that turns a zombie. Because you're a zombie. If I turn into a zombie, you need to drop me.
No.
You couldn't do it? I don't want to be a zombie.
I can't kill people.
They're dead already. That's the beauty of it.
But
you can just kill them. They're dead. If it was a random zombie. So could you kill any zombies?
Probably not.
Oh, you're not going to last.
No, I know.
I'm going to have to drop you off somewhere. You're dead weight. If you're not going to. You got to. So if you just see like a random old person that's a zombie now,
mm-hmm.
They're old, even if they were alive. Yeah. And they're walking around, shuffling around. They're about to grab a puppy and eat it. Mm-hmm. Would you be able to shoot it?
No.
I would love to see your character in a zombie movie. You don't know the zombie apocalypse is happening. Nope. You have no plan.
Nope.
And you can't even shoot them.
Nope. Nope. Mm-mm.
Could you fight them at all? Like, not shoot. Like, what if I gave you a bat and just, like, knock them out of your way, hit them hard, get them.
Sure, yeah.
You think all you could do that?
Yeah. I mean, I have no upper body strength.
Would you scream like you do?
Probably.
Ah!
Yeah, no, it would not be pretty.
So, okay, let's... How long do you last in a zombie apocalypse? Like, you're kind of classic. A day? That's it? That's all you give yourself? How are you going? What's going to get you?
Something.
No, like, but think about it. What's the thing that's going to get Sarah?
It's going to be a zombie that's just going to get me.
Well, is it going to be because you're like...
Well, okay, so you're opening up a whole other thing. Are these slow zombies or fast zombies? Oh, are these infected or are these zombies? You're opening another door.
When I say... Okay, just to be very clear here. When I say zombies, mm-hmm. I mean George A. Romero's classic original ghoul, the shambling zombie.
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen any of the Dead movies?
No, I've seen Shaun of the Dead.
Okay, those are classic ghoul zombies for the most part.
Okay.
They can't run. They're not super smart. You can outsmart them with like different tactics. Headshots kill them. That was a classic zombie. We're not talking the 28 days later fucking Olympic runner zombies that can like... It doesn't ever make sense to me. But even 28 days later, not technically they're zombies because they're like...
They're infected.
They're alive. Yeah. No. Zombies. So slow zombies. Well, because here's the thing.
Slow zombies.
If you ask me the question, like, if I could live, like, how long can I live? If it's fast zombies, I'm dead in, like, 4 hours. I know I'm dead in 4 hours.
Okay, so let's take a step back then. Back to the, would I kill my parents?
That's our next topic. Would you kill your parents? Just
no,
in general.
That was, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, just no, in general. Yeah.
Just
without
in general.
The zombie apocalypse.
Yes.
No. I mean, if a zombie killed them and then they came back
as fast
zombies. Well, how does that work?
No, I'm just because there are fast zombies that aren't infected. Look, we're going down a wormhole. There's fast zombies and there's slow zombies.
I mean, this episode's about zombies.
Because Dawn of the Dead, the remake of Dawn of the Dead by Zack Snyder, has fast zombies, but they're dead.
Okay. All right. Hold on. I need to figure
this out. Be fair, the topic is not. How to survive zombies. It's just zombies. I just opened with that question.
So I have a question.
We can
for
go
you.
Down this rabbit
in
hole.
In this, yeah, let me go down the rabbit hole just a little bit.
Just poke your head in.
Putting her foot in the rabbit hole.
Yeah, sexy.
Why? No. Anyway, so if the dead come back, they're slow zombies.
Yeah.
But if they bite and kill
someone
that was alive, come back, are they fast zombies? I'm very confused by the slow versus fast zombies.
Slow zombies bite people and they become slow zombies. Fast zombies bite people, they become fast zombies. There's no interchanging of the zombie.
I don't agree with that.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you right now, if a fast zombie bites and infects me,
you're gonna be fast.
This body is not gonna be a
so that's
fast
the thing
zombie.
About fast zombies
I'm
is that,
tell you that right now
because they have no pain and because they have no like muscle acid or whatever, they can just fucking rip their body apart moving as fast as they want. That's the theory behind
wouldn't
it.
Wouldn't they like shred themselves then?
Probably. So fast zombie apocalypse, I'm dead in 4 hours, I like, or faster.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to, like, come out a window. I'm going to be like, okay, I need to sneak into this building. And then a few are going to see me. And I can run fast for about 60 seconds.
Yeah, now that it's over.
Yeah. So I'm screwed. Yeah. But a slow zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, that's why I gave myself a day.
So a day still? So wait, how fast do you go out in a fast zombie apocalypse?
Well, do I have my car? Because right now it's got a full tank of gas.
It's right this situation. You're like in this moment. Wherever you are, like right now.
Oh, shit. Well, we gotta wrap this up. Bye. Was that a zombie? I thought it was just like a mooing cow. Very confused.
So you last a day in a slow zombie apocalypse.
I last a couple
20
hours.
Minutes in a fast zombie
apocalypse. Couple hours, I think.
Couple hours.
Well, the reason why I save a couple hours is because if I got a full tank of gas out in my car right now, I can drive for a couple hours at
least.
That's
a target, though, for, like, you know, bandits. Let me ask you a question.
Why are we getting bandits in this?
Well, that's what happens in an apocalypse. There's always people who are like the thieves and the, you know, criminals that don't give a shit about society.
I really want to know what universe this is. Is this like Mad
Max? Did you not see Dawn of the Dead, the original?
I told you no.
Did you see the remake?
No.
Okay, in those movies, in a lot of these zombie movies, there's this concept of like some people like team up together and live together. And then some people drive around on motorcycles or like and kill those people and steal their shit. You've seen zombie movies. The Shaun Walking the Dead.
No.
Okay. It's a thing that happens.
Okay. I learned something. That's great.
But I was going to ask is, like, how fast do you think it takes after the zombie apocalypse happens for that to start forming? For, like, the first people to start, like, killing and taking shit from other people.
In today's society, like, 10 minutes.
10 minutes, and there's, like, roving bands of criminals and bandits and stuff taking stuff?
Yeah.
Would you go that route?
No.
No? You couldn't do it?
No.
I don't think I would want to do it.
Fun fact, I'm kind of a goody-two-shoes.
That's true. You won't even kill a zombie.
No.
What if it was like zombie Hitler? His body rose and he walks up and he's like, could you kill zombie Hitler?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm glad we have that as your.
Yeah.
And then behind him is your mom. Zombie mom.
Zombie mom.
That sounds like the worst CBS pilot for
zombie mom.
Zombie mom, she makes us cake and we like it. Also, she tries to eat us.
Zombie mom
is filmed in front of a live studio audience.
Oh, mom, you're so... Oh, God! Well, at least the cake's still good.
It was a short episode of Zombie Mom. I would not
eat that cake. And it got canceled, just like that.
Do you think...
Yes, Zachary, you're laughing. What?
I can't ask it because you're going to be like, ooh.
Oh, your common theme of do you think people fuck a zombie?
Do you think people would fuck zombies?
I mean, I think they'd be really stupid to do it because they'd die.
Well, so in what movie was it? One of the movies, they cut the jaws off of them.
Okay.
So they can't bite you. So they can't do anything to you. And then people... do things to these zombies.
That's disgusting.
Not just sex things, like also just like, oh, a zombie killed my mom, so I'm gonna go into this cage with this declaw or de-jawed zombie and just beat it up with my fists because it can't do anything to me. But some probably do fuck them.
That's gross.
How fast do you think it takes for somebody in this world to look at a zombie and go, yeah, okay. It's gonna be a dude.
I mean,
we know that first off.
Yeah.
Mainly because I think from an anatomy standpoint, I don't know if a zombie could even...
I'm pretty sure that this is already a fetish. I'm going to go ahead and throw
it out. Oh, yeah. There's definitely like, zombie porn.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if there's not zombie porn, I'm disappointed in the internet in a way.
Internet, what are you doing?
There's, like, all sorts of other porn.
Like, Halloween is just like, oh.
I'm pretty sure there's a Walking Dead porn parody.
I'm sure there is.
Fucking Dead. I just made that up, but that's what I'd call it.
That's awful.
Or walking head. Sucking head. There's something there.
Yeah, sure. I don't really want to talk about
Dick Grimes instead of Rick Grimes. All right. That works. This is pretty good. I'm into that.
Okay. Well.
Instead of walkers, they're fuckers. Sarah.
Yeah.
We have to take a break real quick.
We sure do.
For a sponsorship.
Mm-hmm.
What? Is that... What did I just say?
Yeah, we're sponsored.
We're sponsored, yes. So...
Yay!
Halfway through episodes, we're going to play a little ad here.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't like that, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But
we're going to make them fun and fresh and funky.
Yeah, we're going to try. We're updating them every so often. So,
yeah.
All right.
Enjoy.
Zombies, Sarah.
Zombies. They're spooky. They're scary.
Is a vampire a zombie?
No.
You didn't sound confident in that answer. You're like, no.
It was a questionable no. No.
No. Disagree.
Well, of course.
No. No, I don't know, but okay. Okay, let's first figure it out. What is a zombie to Sarah Pruitt? Define a zombie in the most simple terms to me.
It's something that
something. So they're not even people anymore. Well, wow, you monster. You fucking monster.
It's a person, it's a dead person that comes back to life.
It's a dead person mm-hmm. who comes back to life.
Mm-hmm.
What is a vampire?
A creature?
They're usually dead people. They're dead.
Are they dead?
Yeah, they're dead.
I mean, they sleep in coffins, but like.
That seems, first off, like a weird place. Why sleep in a coffin?
Well, but I'll,
because it's to keep the sun out. But like blinds. This is a whole, we're kind of getting into a vampire's topic.
Back in the day, they didn't have blinds.
They didn't have blinds, but they had coffins?
Well, they had curtains.
Who invented the curtain? Who was like the first person that's like, this fucking sun is in my fucking room.
That's our next podcast.
All the fucking time. And then like his wife's like, I have an idea. He's like, women don't have ideas. Because this is like old times, so they're shitty back then.
Oh, yeah, okay.
They're shitty back then.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, what a dick. And then she like nails his shirt to the window. And he's like, oh, wow, my name is John Curtins. And I think I'm going to call these things blinds.
Oh, boy.
Vampires are dead people. That's why they live forever, because
okay,
they're
so
dead.
Okay, so here's my hang up with that. In classic tales of vampires, they also can turn into bats. Zombies can't turn into things. That's why I said creature.
Okay, fair enough.
Boom.
Is a mummy a zombie? It's a dead person that came to life.
Yes.
Is a mummy a variant of a zombie?
Yes.
Yeah. It's like a coyote. A dog is a variant of like a coyote or a wolf or whatever. They're very similar, but they are slightly different. But
yeah.
But they're.
I mean, actually, what I would compare that to more is the puma, mountain lion, cougar discussion. Like, they just have different names in different areas.
And they're very slightly different.
Like, right.
Pumas. Are a little longer tails or yeah.
Right. Like that. Yeah. Yeah.
But see, I don't know if mummies, like if you shoot them in the head, there's not a lot of mummy movies.
Well,
got a lot of vampires.
The Brandon Fraser series. Classics.
There's also the Tom Cruise one.
Oh yeah.
A lot of people forgot about that. Even Universal, the people making it.
I just
forgot
remember
about
when
it.
That trailer came out.
And the one, yeah, with no audio.
The one that had no audio. Just
it really sucks for them.
God, it was hilarious.
That must suck for them.
To know that that's
their
movie is.
That's how
the
movie will always be remembered.
The bad trailer that got leaked out that didn't have any audio. Just sound effects. And Tom Cruise going, whoa.
If I locked you into a room one-on-one with a zombie of your size in the room with you, and you have a baseball bat, could you kill that zombie? Do you think, what are your odds on being able to fight that zombie and winning?
In this room right now?
Like a room of this size, but it's completely locked off. You have lights. You're wearing clothes or whatever, but you have a bat and that's it. And
well, then I'd have to kill it.
But no, but do you think you win that fight?
Do you think I physically
fight?
Could? No.
Yeah. You don't think you could?
No. I'm pretty weak.
You're strong.
I'm pretty
You've
weak.
You've punched me a lot. You
no,
hit me all the time.
I don't. To clarify,
I get
no,
hit
I do not.
So many times.
Oh boy! Great. Now the cops are gonna come.
You don't think you could do it?
Like, no.
You just would not be able to get the force up to crack the skull and.
Yeah.
That sucks because you're gonna be locked in that room till you or the zombie dies.
Yeah.
You could do it if you were in a life or death situation.
I mean, maybe.
All right, let me add a little incentive.
Okay.
There's a window in the room, and on the other side of this window is Rory, and there's a man with a gun. Mm-hmm. And if the zombie is not killed, Rory gets shot and killed.
Well.
Sorry, Rory.
Sorry, Rory. I just don't think mommy has the strength to be able
Mommy can't kill a zombie.
Mommy can't do it.
But you know what you could do? You could break the window.
I was going to say, can I just break the window?
You just go after that guy. Yeah. You just broke the whole experiment.
Yeah. There's a weird... I'd take the bat. I'd break the window. I'd grab the cat. I'd knock out the guy with the bat. And then I'd take the gun and I'd shoot the zombie. Yeah. That's my problem solving.
By the way, I'd like to point something out. A few things here. When I asked...
I saved the cat.
No,
I know.
When I said, you're locked in a room with a zombie and you have a bat. And you said, well, I can't do it. I don't think I can physically do it. But what you think you can physically do is break a window with a bat.
Yeah.
Disarm a man with a gun. Knock him out. Take his gun. Hold a cat and fire and shoot a zombie.
Yeah.
You can do that, though, but knocking a zombie out with a bat.
Yeah. Well, because you can't just knock out a zombie. You have to break its skull in order to damage the brain. I don't think I could break a skull. Could I knock a man unconscious with a bat? Probably.
I don't know if you have to break the skull. You just need to do damage to the brain. If you hit it hard enough, the brain will slosh.
Okay, well, if there's a chunk of his head open, then sure, I'll aim for the fucking brain, but that's...
That sucks to be that zombie.
That, yeah, like, I got a weak spot.
You died,
guys.
Like, they didn't wear a helmet, they died in a biking accident or whatever, and so they were missing a chunk of their skull, and they're like...
Well, it's been fun while I've been here again.
Sucks. I think I could take a zombie in a one-on-one
fight. Well, yeah, you could. Probably. Big guy.
Just one, though. Two or three, it gets out of hand.
Yeah.
You know, there's an interesting... Some zombie franchises have messed with it. Some haven't, of zombie animals.
Yeah.
I don't know. If you could handle a zombie Rory, what would be your... Could you kill a zombie Rory?
No. I let that cat kill me.
Sarah!
No, my baby boy! Here's the thing. I don't think I could get away from a zombie Sasha. Sasha's crazy.
Well, that's the thing. So would a zombie Sasha move fast?
She would be a fast zombie. She'd be a fast cat zombie.
But what if a slow zombie
affected
her?
Rory would be a slow.
Rory would be a corpse.
Yeah, yeah.
I could kill Rory. As a zombie. Yeah. Yeah. As a zombie. Sorry.
Rude. It's my baby boy.
Yeah. Imagine. I've always thought about that. Is like, imagine if Sasha or Rory or any of our cats in our lives. Imagine if like they just decided they wanted to kill you. There's not a lot. It's going to be a hard fight. You'd be surprised at how strong these cats are.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have more than one, like that would
and
actually.
They decided to team up.
Ooh. There's an episode of the X-Files that's about. Killer cats. I'm not joking. It's
good. Glad to know that exists.
There's never a zombie episode. I gotta think about that. I gotta run through my database. They might have done something about like the Haitian, because that's the interesting thing, is that zombies exist, or they've like existed in the idea of like the original like genesis of it was people who were brainwashed.
Right, yeah.
Like by Haitian, like the Haitian voodoo and drugs and all that stuff. What is it? The Rainbow Serpent? There's a book called The Rainbow Serpent. I think they made a movie about it. But it's about like that type of shit. That stuff's like, I think that stuff's real. It's definitely more real than The Walking Dead. Like, I think that's.
I'm going to say right now, I bet the movie is a very loose interpretation of whatever.
I haven't seen The Rainbow Serpent. I think it's called that. I really hope it's not called like something that's like
the bluebird,
the Haitian zombie or whatever. Like, I'm so far off, but I think it's the rainbow serpent.
Mm. Should probably do research.
Yeah.
But we're pretty chill here.
Yeah, it's chill. So zombie apocalypse happens.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say it's been a few months and we survived together.
Wow. Congrats to us. Trains. Oh, right. Trains.
Okay.
Planes,
but we're kind of tired of living on a train, or maybe we're running out of supplies. Do you go cold or do you go hot? Like, do you try to get to like a snowy kind of cabin, or do you go to like a marooned island? That's my foot.
Oh my gosh.
Or is it? It's
oh, that weird cow's back. Oh my.
Do you go hot or do you go cold? Because either one's a pretty safe bet that you won't have to deal with zombies. If you're far,
I would probably say cold. If I could get up to Alaska, I think I'd probably be good.
It's gonna be cold though. Yeah. That kind of sucks.
The cold never bothered me anyway.
But because they're dead, in some franchises, when you get up cold enough, they freeze.
Yeah, that was my thought.
But we could go to an island, like a small little island.
Yeah.
I had this idea during the zombie apocalypse. I wanted to make a movie or a short series or I don't know. But it would be about the zombie apocalypse, but people ran Ethernet cables and set up LAN connections so that they could create their own like proto internet again using old computers.
Sounds like something from like Black Mirror or whatever.
Yeah, like it'd be kind of cool. Like if people doing Counter-Strike tournaments and stuff.
Yeah, that'd be kind of wild.
Last thing I want to ask you real quick.
Yes.
And we already got the zombie fucking question out of the way.
Yeah, great. About that. I'm so happy.
Realistically, a scale of like 1 to 10, what are the odds of a zombie apocalypse of some kind? Because like there have been articles that are like if a certain flu virus mixed with like this and like it could cause people to become.
I mean, we've had some pretty wild diseases that we're able to take care of for the most part. I would say we have a higher chance of some sort of infectious outbreak.
Like Last of Us, where it's like a spore.
Right. I could see that over the dead actually rising, like an actual zombie. I can see a swarm of infection happening and causing mass death before
like
I can see.
Like The Last of Us, yeah.
Sure, yeah.
But not an undead army.
No, I don't see an undead army happen. That's like a 2% chance, maybe.
You know the thing they never talk about with these undead zombies rising from the grave? Graves are buried very deep.
Yeah, no, they have to.
And I don't know how they would get out of the graves.
Well, that's another like big sticking point to me is that like also the amount of people that are cremated. Like
I hope those people don't come back.
Well, right, like
they're just dust in the wind.
Is that what causes the infection that then makes people go? Like maybe we're that's how it happens.
Don't say anymore because that's actually a good idea for a movie. So we're gonna write that.
Okay, TM.
Anyways,
yes,
Sarah.
Yes, Zachary.
I love you.
Love you too.
It was a great episode.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah, zombies.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Yeah, thanks for joining.
I don't
us.
Think our schedule's changing any. I think we'll be okay.
We'll be good through Christmas. That's.
Maybe we'll do a. We might have.
Might have a super
family
special,
coming into town later this month.
Yeah, a super special episode.
Woo! Have a big special Christmassy episode or something.
Yeah,
and the topic will not be Christmas related.
No, I can guarantee you. But we will be drinking, so it'll be fun.
Oh. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, thanks for joining
Hopefully
us.
The ad didn't annoy you too much.
Sorry. No, we'll make it fun. Don't worry. Hang in there with us. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.